These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 3rd, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. The Sherman property on Villa Street will be the ideal spot for the construction of a $500,000 building by the American Institute of Laundering. The Elgin Association of Commerce completed a survey from the Laundry Owners National Association. The building will house an educational facility and enroll some 200 to 300 students doing research and experimental work, standardizing methods, and being taught by expert launderers. Dean Carl J. Stouffer indicated the prospects were bright for the Elgin Junior College and Academy. Some 28 members of the Elgin High's recent graduating class are enrolled in the institution. Stouffer indicated the school is not only an educational asset, but enrollment in the academy means a $30,000 income to the city. The junior college enrollment adds more than $30,000. That money would otherwise go to other college communities. It will be a quiet Labor Day observance. Motor trips and lake excursions seem to be the draw for Elgin residents, since no celebration is planned in the community. Surrounding communities appear to have made plans, so Elgin residents are scanning the options in those locations for an observance of the day. Dundee may be a hotspot for Elginites, since the American Legion baseball team will square off against Dundee in the mid-afternoon. Dundee has plans for a big parade before the game, as well as boxing and wrestling exhibitions. Plans are being developed by the members of the Elgin Company E of the National Guard to host some 1,000 gallant war veterans for a reunion in mid-September. It will be another opportunity to review the roll call and reminisce about the time spent in France. Delegations from many northern Illinois towns and cities are expected to join Elgin Company members in the celebration and reunion. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's news of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.